What do you call that? A calathump? How do you say it? I don't know. It's just some people say calathump. They call it a calathump or a... That's another one. You got me there.
I heard
that. Chivalry. Never heard that.
Serenade is a common term down in here, you know.
What do you call a spook to frighten children with? You sometimes say, now you better be good or the what will get you. To a small child.
Full scratch?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Any other terms like boogeyman?
Boogeyman. B-U-G-G-A-R, booger.
Uh-huh.
The booger man will get you there. It's a booger. It's a thick name for that booger. B-O-G-I-E, I believe. B-O-G-I-E.
Uh-huh. And do you ever say a Christmas gift at around Christmas time?
Christmas gift? Yes.
As a greeting?
As a game to beat the other fellow to it, you know. Used to be among the young people, Christmas gift.
Do they use that anymore? They don't?
Not much.
Not much?
Not much. That went out about the same time as April Fool did, you know.
Suppose you had a heavy suitcase and you say, "Phew, I'm glad I don't have to what? This very car.
Tote? Lug?
Lug or tote?
Tote is a word you use. Back like under, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tote, carry, lug.
What different names did you have for an animal with a hard shell? And if you scare it, it pulls in its neck and its feet.
Well, they call them a gopher down here.
It's on dry land?
The other parts of the country where they write these reference works, you know, they say that's all wrong. The gopher's a little furry animal.
Mm-hmm.
The four legs, quadruped. But I think now that the man told me, I never saw it in these reference works. But they say that gopher is allowed now. The correct name of them is bone tortoise.
Mm.
Bowing tortoise.
Mm-hmm.
He was a small model of that fellow that used to live on the Galapagos Islands out in the Pacific, South Pacific.
It's a big one.
He was a small model of the same thing.
Uh-huh. You ever use the word terrapin?
Terrapin, but it's a different kind of sort of...
Terrapin.
Not the reptile family, but he's a different sort of thing. I think he takes to the water more than anywhere.
Oh, I see. And what is the... you ever hear cooter?
Cooter? Yeah.
He lives in the water all the time, does he?
Hard shell cooter?
Mm-hmm.
Alligator?
Mm-hmm.
Alligator turtle?
Alligator turtle,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite a fellow too.
How about
the cow goes all that down there, cooter, terrapin, turtle.
And the hog intestines that you eat?
Chitlins.
And flat bottom boat that you row with an oar?
Yeah, canoe? You don't use a canoe, you just use one paddle, one man.
A canoe is round. These are flat bottomed.
They don't call it a scow, do they? What is a scow?
They might call them scows here.
We have two cats in the mind for one man to row. Little boat, kind of like canoes at the flat bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And they had never a lifeboat. They had 10 men, you know.
You ever hear of bateau?
Bateau. But I never was able to get it in the Navy, but I didn't know when the bateau differed from other types of boats. I just didn't get the full definition there, the full description of the thing fixing my mind.
Uh-huh. And you put a pillow into a... What kind of... you put a pillow into what sort of... Of cover.
Mattress cover?
Slip? Pillow slip. And if the woman is wearing beads, you might say, that's a pretty what? What about beads?
String of beads?
String?
String.
And
they look on the string there, but.
Do you ever hear a pair of beads? Pair of beads?